Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, I'm Tiffany Williams-Jallo, relationship enthusiast and host of Relationships 360 Degrees. Welcome back, loyal, and welcome new listeners. For those of you who are tuning in for the first time and are unfamiliar with the show, on Relationships 360, we address every relationship challenge under the sun in order to help you repair, build, and maintain quality relationships. And you can call us tonight at 714-409-0610, and that number is right on the show's Blog Talk Radio page, and we also have that number visible to you in the show's chat room, where you can also post your questions if you can't get to a phone or if you can't get in on the phone line due to it being tied up. So now, here are the call-in rules. I want to give you some call-in rules. Please stick to one question or comment unless I ask you a question, of course, or my guest asks you a question. We have limited time, and we want to be courteous to other listeners who have something to say, and please watch your language. So today, many of you wore green in celebration of St. Patrick's Day, and tonight we're talking about green. Not just the color, we're talking money and marriage, and how to plan a fabulous wedding on a not-so-fabulous budget. And we have the perfect guest. I call her the Black Susie Orman. Like Susie, Dr. Kathy Wagner is a financial guru and holds a doctorate of ministry in biblical counseling. She's a certified educator in personal finances, a money and marriage advocate, and a best-selling author. She's been interviewed by AOL, Black Voices, the Associated Press, U.S. News, and World Reports, and Called Magazine regarding handling money and before and after marriage and personal finances, and provides premarital and postmarital financial counseling to couples. She's also a mentor to me, and Taffy, I'd love to just say thank you for coming on the show. I know you have a busy schedule. You're also married and you have kids, and you are working on wrapping up a new book as well, or at least getting it printed. It's already I want to welcome you to the program.
Thank you so much for having me on. I'm so honored to be here.
Thank you. I love when our guests take time out of their schedule. So, again, thank you for doing that. Now, Taffy, we're going to be doing something possibly a little bit different tonight. I would like for engaged couples to call in. You want to do a Susie Orman-type segment, you know, the Show Me the Money segment with engaged couples towards the end of the program. I'll give you guys a chance to listen to myself and Taffy as we talk about basically low-cost weddings, and you're going to tell them if they have enough money based on their admitted income and debt to follow through with their wedding plans. So would love for some engaged couples to call us live. If you want to participate, call us at around 9 p.m. Eastern, which is 6 p.m. Pacific time, at 714-409-0610. And again, that number's right on the show's Blog Talk Radio page, and it's published in the chat room. And of course, again, if you're not in a position to call in, you can post your comments or questions in our chat window, and Taffy will address them live on the air tonight. So, Taffy, let's talk about budget wedding planning. I mentioned that I kind of compare you to the financial guru, Susie Orman. And then there's also a sister. Her name is Michelle Singletary. Is it your goal to kind of, you know, have the same type of visibility, widespread visibility that they do?
You know, I do believe one of my goals is to have that widespread visibility, not necessarily their same message, because my message is unique, because I've really tailored and focused it to engaged couples, newlyweds, and married couples based on my own experience. And so I like that it's real dynamic for me to stay in that area and keep it where, you know, those couples know that, you know what, we've got our own advocate out there fighting for marriages, wanting to see marriages succeed, and willing to really equip us with the tools necessary when it comes to finances for us to succeed.
And again, you're certainly helping Relationship 360 or this show with that goal to help, you know, couples and just people in general to maintain and build quality relationships. So that's why you're here. What inspired you to help couples with their money issues?
Well, because I came into my own marriage having financial issues. When I was dating my husband, we both had our own financial issues, and we put it on the table. Before we even, you know, walked down the aisle, we said, you know, here's what I'm bringing into the marriage so that you know. Here's what you will be dealing with, so that there were no secrets, because it was very important for me that somebody else who maybe he previously had dated or was previously married to didn't know something about him, and I didn't know it, so that they could come back to me and say, oh, well, I know this about your spouse, you know, this type of stuff. And I was like, no, we need to have that transparency of I'm not perfect. Yes, we've made some mistakes. Here's how we handle it together, because I didn't see where anybody really had focused on the success of marriages based on money. So I was like, wow, let's really work on this area. Now, Tiffany, I must share, I was counseling couples with my husband long before I really just focused on money and marriage, because he had a college and career counseling business for juniors and seniors in high school. So we were meeting with the students and the parents and talking to them about finances and financial aid and how do you structure taxes and all these types of things for scholarship and college money. So I had been doing it on a different end of the spectrum, and I just really started listening to what the parents were saying. We dealt with parents that were married, some that were divorced, and they were step-parents, and they all brought in different dynamics when it came to finances. And so the questions were, you had a lot of different scenarios. So we were getting a lot of questions, and I also looked at, I had been counseling women a lot online and doing a lot of online seminars, whether they were military spouses or work-at-home moms, you know, these types of things, and it was always finances that kept coming up over and over again. Well, how do I tell my husband this? Or I'm going to be, you know, a work-at-home parent, and but he doesn't believe that what I'm doing is work because he doesn't see any income. How do I handle this, and how do I have a support team? So all these different variables kept coming into place, and I was like, you know what, let me go back, because I was already dealing with the wives, but let's now include the husbands. Let's get him involved in the financial picture. Yes, she might be the one that's paying the bills, but let's involve him and include him, because the finances affect everybody in the household. Doesn't necessarily mean it doesn't really matter who's managing it, but it affects everybody based on the decisions that's made. You're no longer an individual. It's always going to be, you know, you and that spouse, or you, the spouse, and the children, and everybody gets affected by the decisions that are made, short-term and long-term. And so I said, you know what,
let's
really focus on.
Absolutely.
Focus on.
Well, real quickly, tell us about your new book. Has to do with, of course, we're talking about money and marriage, and specifically how to plan a wedding on a budget. So we're talking about pre-marriage, or we're talking to engaged couples and about their money. But tell us about your book, which is appropriately titled for this show.
Right. So Bride and Groom Money Talk FAQ is a book that shares with couples those topics that they're thinking about but maybe afraid to ask the other spouse to be about these particular things. They're dealing with financial issues as they're preparing for the wedding. But the issues that they're dealing with will carry through to the marriage.